Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us again, and he and I are already having a good time with these words from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome. We're glad you're here. Pastor's just given us some wonderful things on our covenant of protection.
Amen.
Gloria. Very important.
I'm so glad to be with you. I just get so excited of the things that I do research on, then come in here, and then you add so much more to it. It's wonderful.
I enjoy it.
And that's what the Word of God does. It just, faith comes by hearing,
And
hearing by the Word of God. And now what we're talking about is, the subject that we are on is called the untouchables. Living in God's circle of protection.
I like your title. That's great.
So we are the wicked one, 1 John 5.
The devil.
The devil touches us not.
The devil and all of his devils.
That's right.
Touches us not.
The devil and all of his hosts touch us not. And so today, Gloria, what we're going to do, and we'll spend several days talking about this, but we'll talk about our covenant of protection.
Good. I like
it. We have a covenant with God. And that covenant includes, as part of its benefits or part of the articles of the covenant, a covenant of protection. And the scripture that I like to use on this one is Psalm 105, verse 8. And it says, He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations.
Hallelujah. So we know it's still good.
It's still good.
Glory.
It's still on. And that word, and this is an interesting point. When we talk about covenant, the covenant that we have with God is His word. His word is His covenant.
That's right.
A covenant, I wrote down a definition here on our notes, which, by the way, these are available to you. All you have to do is to go to kcm.org, and you'll see the information there of how to access these. And Gloria, we've had over 500,000 since you and I started. Half a million.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Outlines that have been
downloaded. I'd like to have some testimonies from those, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I'd like to hear that.
Glory.
So you've heard it from Gloria. We want your testimonies. Tell us.
We get excited about these things.
Tell us what God is doing for you. But the covenant that we have, this covenant with God, a covenant is, and I have a definition there, it's an unbreakable agreement between two parties that have joined together as one to support each other, provide for one another, to protect each other, and to defend each other. So we have a covenant of protection with God, and the articles of that covenant are written in the Word of God.
That's right. And did when you got married, did they say, do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's a covenant.
That's a covenant.
That's a covenant.
That is a covenant.
Glory to God.
And we, Terry and I, have been living in our covenant. This year is our 38th year of our covenant.
Hallelujah.
Together.
Glory to God.
And we became, really, the word covenant means one. You're one together. In Christ, we are one together with Almighty God. With Terry, we are one together.
Do you take this man to be your wedded husband?
Yeah.
Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife? Yes, yes.
And we have become one, and everything that is mine
is hers.
And I joyfully,
Hallelujah.
Whatever she wants, whatever she desires.
I know, you're a good one.
That's my heart.
That's the way my husband is.
And that's, he's over the top.
He's over the top.
And that's the way God is. God's over the top.
He is. Hallelujah.
He's over the top in love with us so much. We want, any good father will watch over their family and protect them.
Yes, that's right.
Protect their children. And that's the way the Father is with
that's
us.
That's right. Glory to God.
And folks, we have a covenant with God. And we have a covenant of protection. And He is here to defend us, to protect us. But the thing about it is, we must become knowledgeable of that covenant. You and I have talked about this before. It's not enough just to make Jesus the Lord of your life. It's not enough.
That's a good start.
It's a great start. But then you have to become familiar with His Word and what is available to you and what is yours. And there are people that are, as we talked about the other day, they're running scared.
Mm-hmm. Scared.
Some of them won't leave their house. Precious Christian people. Yeah. But they're so afraid they won't leave their house. Some of them are afraid to go to church.
Afraid to ride an airplane, or
go to the mall, or where any large group of people might come. There is a paranoia that begins to set in, that fear that something bad is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, now think about it. If that's what they believe, they ought to stay home.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, it's what you release your faith for that's active in your life.
And that negative paranoia, everybody's out to get me. Everybody's out to get me. There's somebody out there with a gun right now looking for me. We have to be...
Fear's a terrible thing. It's an awful bondage.
And we have to be just like Mylon Lefevre. Mylon Lefevre...
Or as the kids used to say, Mylon the Feather.
The Feather.
Yeah.
We have to be just like Mylon. Mylon has a serious case of reverse paranoia. Everybody's out to bless me.
Yeah. Amen.
So
amen.
We have to become educated and familiarized with the covenant that we have with God. So, Gloria, this is what we're going to do.
Okay, George.
You and I are going to run some scriptures together. I have 7 scriptures here of our covenant of protection, and let's begin with Psalm 91. And again, those of you that are watching right now, you can go back to the archives and look at these over and over again, these studies that we're doing together, and write down the scriptures. You know, we're in a day and an age now where you have televisions that you can pause them. And you can write down a scripture, pause it, study right along with us. It's amazing, isn't it, what
has happened? We've got every kind of tool.
Gloria, you've come a long way from the Beverly Hillbillies on a little television set.
Yeah.
With that one line.
Broken.
Broken. We've come a long way from that.
And the rollaway bed.
And the rollaway bed.
I got several good beds.
Praise God.
Ken and I were so broke when we first got married. We rented a rollaway bed for $7 and something. We rented a house. We had to rent a rollaway bed, or a bed, and we had $7 and something. That's what we rented.
Wow.
And it was like this, you know. But we had a coffee table Ken made in shop.
Yes.
Stunning piece. And we had a black and white TV that it was about this high, but mm-hmm. the picture was only this high. We
watched
it too.
And now?
Oh, those days are
over forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our covenant of protection, Psalm 91, 1. Now, Gloria, we're going to be doing a fuller study of Psalm 91
Good.
Here coming up.
You can't do it too much.
I just wanted to take this first verse, though. This is your covenant with God.
Amen.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What a scripture.
What a scripture.
That
I see obedience in that. We abide
I do too.
Under
yes,
that.
Yes.
We abide in that
yeah.
word. We abide under that shadow. We're not here out here doing
That's where we live.
Things.
That's where we live.
That's right.
You I was doing some reading in one of your books about this, and you wrote in there, you talked about this scripture, and you said that to dwell in the secret place, to abide, that's not transient. That's not like living in a hotel. That is where we live.
Amen.
We dwell in the secret place of the
yes,
Most High. We abide under the shadow
Praise
of the Almighty.
God.
That's
Amen.
An article from your covenant with God.
Praise God.
Covenant
Hallelujah.
Of protection.
Glory to God.
So look in your Bible there, Gloria, and just let me know if you've got anything as we go through Psalm 91:1. If you've got any treasure in your margin
okay.
of Psalm 91:1, we've been
Psalm 21 talks about your arrival and departure. So we're protected as we travel. That's a good,
that's good.
Arrival and departure.
That's good.
And then...
Oh, that's good.
Now, hoping I can read my
that's
writing.
That's really good.
God's action...
What was that Psalm what? Psalm...
Psalm 121.
Psalm 121.
3 through 8.
Wow. I didn't have that one.
And
that's
then
good.
And in the Tehillim, it would be page 1512.
Ooh, that's good, Gloria. Thank
God's
you.
God's actions toward each man reflect that individual's, that man's, in other words, actions toward God.
Yes.
Like if you have faith for your protection,
yep.
then you've opened the door for God to secure that protection.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that right?
Ooh, that's
if
good.
If you have faith for your finances, you've opened the door for God to prosper you.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
Psalm 121 is an amazing scripture there. The Lord, verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
All. Everything. Glory to God.
We'll add that. That'll be added that into
good?
This
Hallelujah.
Outline. Wow. Amen. Wow. Okay. Well, let's look then. Turn to Psalm 1.
Let me
1.
Read this if I
yeah,
can
go
read
ahead.
It. It's
yeah.
kind of hard to read.
Go ahead.
My
are you still in
one?
Are you still in?
The, I'm on, still on the arrival and the departure.
Yeah.
So, like when you get on an airplane.
Yes.
You depart and you arrive.
Okay.
Now, if you do it by faith, you depart and you arrive intact.
Yes.
Or that could be going to town. Could be going to yeah. the shopping mall.
Yeah.
Believe
okay.
God. I plead the blood of Jesus all the time as I go do stuff.
Praise God.
Okay, God's actions toward each man reflect that individual's actions toward God and his fellow man. To the extent that man pays attention, or tends to it,
yeah.
as Proverbs 4:20 says, to the word of Hashem, or God, and safeguard, to the word, Hashem safeguards his commands, Hashem will safeguard him.
Mm.
The attention you give to the word,
mm-hmm.
like we did not begin to prosper supernaturally until we gave attention to the word about
yes.
prosperity.
Yes.
Then
yes.
what
yeah.
happened? Well, faith came and we began to believe to prosper.
Yeah.
Are the same
yeah.
things true with healing?
Yes.
Glory to God. Hashem is your guardian, the Tehillim says. Hashem, our God, is your or shall be at your right hand. Glory to God.
Gloria, that's wonderful. I'm looking there at your Bible. That's Psalm 91
mm-hmm.
there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a copy of that and include that in the notes.
You won't be able to read it.
We'll enlarge it a little bit. we'll get it up there a little
okay.
bit bigger. But
all right.
But we're going to do that and make that available.
It is a good. These are good.
That's magnificent, what you just said. Wow.
The refuge of the Most High.
Wow.
He will be enveloped by God's providence.
Enveloped. Protected.
That's us.
That's
why it's so important, church, that you spend time in the Word of God. Your healing's in there.
Yes.
Your deliverance is in there. Your deliverance from poverty is in there. Glory
it's
to God.
It's all in
drugs,
there.
Drugs, your deliverance from drugs, sickness, anything that's under the curse is in the Word of God. Now, how do you take it? You know, the Bible talks about God's Word being medicine.
Yes, yes,
you take
yes.
Take it into my words. Medicine yep. to your flesh. Okay, so you take it in your eyes. You take it in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It gets down in your heart mm-hmm. where it talks to you.
Talks to you.
And it brings faith if you'll listen to it.
Yes.
And faith
yes.
fixes anything.
And we can have that same faith
in the Word.
For the protection of our lives.
That's right.
From Psalm 91.
That's right. And I love what George has called us, the untouchables.
Untouchable. We are untouchable.
Glory to God.
We are the untouchables. Let's look at a couple of these other scriptures. Here's Psalm 125:2. This is from the New Living Translation. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds
yes.
and protects His people both
it.
Now and forever.
Hallelujah. Great scripture.
That's a wonderful, wonderful scripture. And that's part of the article of our covenant of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could take that and you could say it like this, just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects me yeah. and my family, yeah. or my family and me, both now and forever. So you take that and make it personal to you. You declare it over yourself. That's how you make it real.
You take the 91st Psalm, it's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start.
All of it.
This one here, this is the third one, Proverbs 133, the NIV.
I like that.
Whoever listens to me
That's
will
good.
Live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.
Oh, what a great scripture. I believe that.
So we have to listen to him, don't we? We have to listen.
And obey. Believe it, obey it.
And we will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. To be sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit that we might be driving out somewhere and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, turn here or go there, or you have an impression to go someplace.
Or
not to go at all. And I like what Keith Moore said. He says this, he talks about the goodness of God and he says, just think about how many accidents you avoided today.
Really? Praise God.
Just think about the things that
Amen.
I mean, there are times, Gloria, that I have actually driven up on an accident that just took place. And I thank God for, and what we do, we pray for these people.
Timing's everything.
It is everything. And we pray for these people, and you know, every time we see an ambulance and a fire truck.
Yes, we do.
Every time we pray for them. And there have been times when the Lord has had me actually stop and get out of the car and lay hands on people.
Praise God.
And there was one guy one time that the accident had just taken place like right in front of us. And so I got out and there was a guy sitting over off of the road, obviously in pain. And I said, "Can I pray for you?" He said, "Yes." And he took my hand, he squeezed my hand. He was taking it.
Praise God.
But I declare this over our congregation. We are in the right place at the right time with the right people.
That's good.
All the time.
That's right.
All the time.
Amen.
In the Amplified translation of Proverbs 1:33, "Whoever hearkens to me, wisdom, shall dwell securely and in confident trust and shall be quiet without fear or dread of evil."
I believe it. Glory to God.
That's a good one.
No, Proverbs 12:21. No harm comes to the godly. That's saying something too.
No harm comes to the godly.
Or you could say no harm comes to the obedient.
Right. Right.
But the wicked have their fill of trouble. Ain't it the truth?
Ain't it? read what the Amplified Bible says there.
No actual evil, misfortune, or calamity. This is a great
That's scripture. A great scripture.
No actual evil, misfortune, or calamity shall come upon the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil, misfortune, and calamity.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, who gets to choose?
We do.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a great scripture? Oh, man.
That's good. Look at that. Proverbs 18:10 in the Amplified. I like this scripture. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and strong.
Glory to God.
That's a good one. The name of the Lord.
Proverbs 19:23 NIV. Yes. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content,
untouched. There it is.
Trouble.
Untouchable.
Ooh, I like it.
We are untouchable.
Hallelujah.
The New Living of that one says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm."
Amen.
Read the Amplified there.
The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he has it. He who has it rests satisfied.
That's right.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing or broken.
And nothing bad on you. He cannot, this one who rests, who believes it, and lives in the fear of the Lord, he cannot be visited with actual evil. Is that a great scripture?
That's wonderful. That's our covenant with God.
Yeah,
that's what belongs to us. But you have to take it.
You have to take it.
It's in there.
And you have to be obedient.
Yeah.
This is for the obedient.
Yep.
That's why God gave us the Word, so that we could live free. We could live blessed. We could live unhindered.
Unhindered.
Hallelujah.
This scripture in Isaiah 54, this is the scripture that Kenneth Copeland Ministries, as long as I have been here, has stood upon.
Yes.
And Gloria, we've averted so many things in this ministry that have tried
That's
to
right.
come against us
right.
through standing on this. And that's what we've done. We've stood on it.
Politicians.
Yes, politicians.
All kinds of things.
All kinds of things have tried to come on us, but we've stood on this. And I really like the Amplified. No weapon that is formed you
That's
shall
right.
prosper.
That's right.
Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be
that
wrong in the wrong. Listen to this. This peace,
mm-hmm.
this righteousness,
righteous.
This security, this triumph over opposition
hallelujah.
Is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Glory
Those
to God.
In whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them for their justification, says the Lord.
Glory to God. Now, if you wonder why we get so excited about these scriptures, it's because we believe it. We actually do believe it. We take it. We say it.
Mm-hmm.
We expect mm-hmm. it. Glory to God.
Now, Gloria, on this one, and we'll close out with this. This is Psalm 91 in the New Living Translation. Why don't we do this? I'll read a line. You read a line.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a beautiful, beautiful translation of Psalm 91.
I love
this
it.
Belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
This is yours. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him.
For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease.
He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection.
Do not be afraid of the terror. Were you going to say something there?
No, go ahead.
Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day.
Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster. When you hear about epidemics and whatever, believe God. Don't get in fear. Don't receive that. Say, well, Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. By His stripes I was healed. Nor the disaster. Do not dread the disaster that strikes at midday.
Though 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you.
I say again, these evils
will not touch you. We are untouchable.
Will not touch me.
That's right.
Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished.
If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, nor plague will come near your home.
For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. When you hear on the news that there's an epidemic of this or that or the other, whatever it is, don't just sit there like a dummy. Say, I'll never have that.
That's right.
I'm not taking that.
It's not coming near
my
family.
I'll never have the flu. Oh, it's flu season. Not for me, it's not.
That's right.
They will hold you up with their hands. Oh, this is yours, George, but I'll read it for you.
Go right ahead.
They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.
That's good.
Woo!
You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet.
Now, where could you find more danger than that?
Oh, that's dangerous.
Here you are in a cage with lions, cobras, and serpents.
Serpents.
And you get to go free.
That's right.
Because, read that, the Lord.
The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name.
Now, what does the Bible say about who are those who love Him? If you love the Word. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
That's right. That's right.
So we know what it takes to
get this
kind of protection. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. We live in a good place.
We do.
Hallelujah.
I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation.
Glory to God.
Praise
George God. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.